Kate feels that she missed a few items that she would like to speak to, and so Kate.
Thanks, Johannes. And first of all, I'd like to apologize to my deputy minister, my right hand and my left hand, Toby. And there was a couple of more items, and like I said, perhaps I could take some lessons from the new ministers and write everything down. But there's a number of different issues that we're working on that I didn't update on, but I think I have three here that I think are very important. One is the update on the Nain airstrip, and for that one, I'll ask Isabella if she could speak to that. And for the DHSD building in Hopedale, as you know, my department is also responsible for public property, and we have acquired land to build a new DHSD office building for Hopedale, and I'll let Toby update on that. And the other thing is, when we met with the Minister of Transportation, we also brought to their attention once again the washrooms, or the lack of working washrooms, I guess, on the North Coast. Because I know, I think the airstrips in McCovey and Rigolet and Hopedale, the washrooms haven't been working pretty well all winter. So like, we made it very clear that this is 2018, and to us this is totally unacceptable. Because they're responsible for that, we'd like for them to come up with something that, you know, can at least ensure that the washroom facilities are available on the coast. So then, Isabel, if you'd like to, I know that we received some money for another feasibility study for the Nain airstrip, and that falls under one of Isabel's meetings that she attended.
I'll be very brief. We have continued to work on the Nain airstrip issue everywhere we go, and any federal minister or official we meet, we've raised the Nain airstrip as a priority. Most recently, we received some funding at the end of March to do a review of the feasibility work that had been done, because the previous feasibility work had been completed a number of years ago, so we have that as an outstanding issue to complete, to do a feasibility to see if the preferred location is still the preferred location, or if technology has advanced enough to look at other alternatives. And so that's not complete, but it is in progress. We have met with Infrastructure Canada and some CERNA officials, Crown Indigenous Relations officials. As in the last budget, there were some infrastructure dollars that have been set aside for Indigenous people. We're still not sure what parts of that set aside that we're eligible for, but we'll continue to work with them on that. And last Wednesday, we met with Infrastructure Canada generally to talk about infrastructure funding that we may be able to avail of directly through Infrastructure Canada. The one challenge we have with their dollars, which is the thing that has been an issue for us on the Nain airstrip for a long time, is that generally Infrastructure Canada dollars flow through the provincial or territorial governments, and the provincial or territorial governments have to make that a priority in order for something to be approved by Infrastructure Canada. So that has been the challenge. We have requested, and we're going to have a follow-up meeting with them in terms of trying to change some of their policies so that we as Indigenous governments and land claim agreement holders in Canada are able to access funding directly. So while we can't say that we have money at this point, we continue to move it forward, and everybody is aware of it in terms of the Nain airstrip. And we met Premier Ball in January on this same issue, and he was going to have conversations as well with the Minister of Transportation, Mark Arnault, which we will follow up on in the near future.
Thank you. Hope G, I'll speak to the DHSD building for Hopedale, please.
Okay, thank you, Minister. We have been for about 2 years working with DHSD on a proposal for a new DHSD building in Hopedale. It was quite a challenge because we need to, first of all, get the design and make sure that it was what DHSD and the community needed. If we're going to do it once, we do it once. That's it. The building had to be big enough. So we got through that challenge, and our consultants, design consultants and engineers, designed the building in consultation with DHSD. The building will be 15,000 square feet. That's close to the size of this building. It'll be office space, programming space, meeting space, a daycare center with a playground, and a community walking freezer. So it's quite a building. As I said, the design is done. We have proceeded to, our consultants have proceeded to the stage of preparing the construction documents for tender, so we can go to tender for construction. But we had a problem. In order to get land in Hopedale, we had to purchase land. We purchased a parcel of land from the Flowers family in Hopedale, and when we had our engineers and the surveyors do all of the work, we discovered that we could get the building pretty much on the land that we purchased, but there wasn't enough room for the playground, the daycare playground. It's Canadian Coast Guard land. So we have been since last summer, almost a year now, working with Public Works Canada, Canadian Coast Guard. It's like trying to get molasses flow when it's driven. That's how slow they are, the federal government. But we have some positive news. We know how big the piece of land is that we need to extend onto Coast Guard land. Mark Gillett, one of our lawyers, has worked diligently on the file as well. He's the person who tells us that we can't do this and we can't do that. You have to have the land and the deed first, so we can't go to tender. But Mark has worked with Canadian Coast Guard as well as myself. I've been working with the senior officials at the senior level. And as of Friday past, we're told that the Coast Guard, Public Works Canada, is prepared to transfer the land. Mark has talked with the lawyer from Public Works Canada. They're now in the process of drafting the transfer document. What we require before it can be finalized is a survey, and we had to wait till the snow was all gone so we could get the topographical survey. So Neil Parrott, the surveyor from Goose Bay, is scheduled to be in Hopedale tomorrow to do the survey. Mark thinks that it will take about a week, and we should have the land transfer completed, and then we're ready to go to tender for construction tender for that project. We hope to have the contractor get the material into Hopedale and the site work completed before it starts to get too cold and the snow comes.
Thank you. Thank you. A couple of employees that I didn't introduce. Julia Divukuhadi Kawadaka. Loretta Mission is our legal advisor, and our new secretary, Edna Asima. Like Tyler said, we are continuing to hire Labrador Inuit, and the numbers keep growing, and that way we will keep moving forward. And especially with, you know, the younger generation graduating more every year and getting smarter, and well, words will replace us. But we will continue to help them with the experience that we have and to show them what it is that North Government is all about, and who Labrador Indians are and who we are and where we are. And with that, if you want to ask any questions or talk to any of the ministers or even the deputy ministers, or you know, even our secretary or lawyer, you're free to do that. And I'm just so happy that with the past leadership, the hard work that they have done over the years, we are to where we are today and continue to move forward.
I just want to point out, I want to say I apologize to Belinda Walsh, and my hard-working deputy is sitting in the corner there waiting for someone to ask me a question so she can speak up for
me. If you don't need, I think I don't need to know. And the emergency I think in the Mamarini, and the Yasimarini, Hanuk, in the African Moroni, Hosigan Moroni, Murligan Moroni, Inarligan Moroni, and Malian Duna, Abitoma, is a Maroti Yasin Luni, one of the people's houses, not me.